Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Deere & Company will help rebuild homes for victims of Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. Today it announced a donation of $1 million for Habitat Hammers Back, a division of Habitat for Humanity that focuses on long-term recovery. The cash gift is in addition to some previous help, including $500,000 a year from the John Deere Foundation to the Red Cross Annual Disaster Giving Program. Contributions totaling $100,000 from employees to the Red Cross, food banks, and other aid groups matched by the Deere Foundation, and the loaning of Deere heavy equipment by the company and dealers to help recovery efforts. Well, there's more upheaval in Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner's administration. Today he named yet another chief of staff, his third since July. WBEZ's Tony Arnold has more.
Christina Rasmussen has been Rauner's chief of staff for 88 days. Rasmussen came from the conservative Illinois Policy Institute, which advocates for extremely small government and low taxes. During her time as chief of staff, Rauner's gone from one setback to another, from rewriting an education funding bill that received no support to alienating Republicans who say he betrayed them last week by signing a bill allowing for Medicaid to cover abortions. Rasmussen replaced the previous chief of staff, who was fired in July after lawmakers overrode Rauner's veto of a full state budget. The job now goes to Roger Heaton, the governor's Homeland Security advisor. I'm Tony Arnold.
An agency that helps feed seniors in southeastern Iowa will reduce some of its programs. The Milestones Area Agency on Aging says the reason is steady funding, as the need has continued to grow. Spokeswoman Peggy Dyke says starting later this month, Milestones will close 8 senior meal sites and reduce home delivery from 7 meals to 5 meals per week. In addition to the state and federal funding shortfall, she says, there's a trend nationwide of fewer seniors going to meal sites.
For the newer seniors that are coming up, that doesn't seem to be a popular option with them. So all of our older seniors who have been going to the meal sites for many years have changed, and now they are requesting home-delivered meals, probably because of mobility issues and not being able to go to those congregate sites.
Sykes says Milestones is trying to affect the fewest number of people possible and will notify everyone affected. The changes start taking effect at the end of this month. Well, local residents will celebrate the birthday of a historic building this weekend. The party on Sunday will be in honor of the 100-year-old chalet in Rock Island's Longview Park. Linda Anderson from the Rock Island Preservation Society and the Friends of Longview Park says it's part of a program by the National Trust for Historic Preservation called This Place Matters.
And we are going to use that idea of This Place Matters to encourage people to appreciate the architecture and the history of the building, to decide that it matters to them, and then to also possibly share with us ideas of how they would see it used in the future.
The Preservation Society has also started celebrating the 100th birthday each year of a building in the city. Last year was the Karpeles Museum. The birthday party on Sunday begins at 1 p.m. with music, food, and kids' activities. And a group of bicyclists is about to attempt a ride across Iowa in 24 hours. The Sioux City Journal reports about 30 will start at 4 a.m. Saturday in Sioux City. They have one day to complete the 335-mile journey to Dubuque to officially complete the Ride Across Iowa in a Day event known as RAID. This year marks the seventh time that riders will attempt the Trans-Iowa trip. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.